Allowing ourselves to settle into our chosen posture, making sure we're comfortable. And when we're feeling ready, bringing awareness to that posture, feeling right into the body, into the points of contact of your body with the floor, the cushions, the chair. Giving yourself the chance to really become aware of exactly how your body feels right now. Feeling into our posture. And as our bodies are filling with awareness, also becoming aware of our breathing. Bringing awareness to the breath. If it helps, we can take some long, slow, deep breaths. But otherwise, just allowing the breath to flow in whatever way seems right for us in this moment. Becoming aware of the movements of breathing. The effort of in-breathing and the relaxing of breathing out. Becoming aware of the body resting at the end of each out-breath. Before the next cycle of breathing begins. And as we're doing our best to be aware of how our bodies are feeling and of our breathing, again giving ourselves the chance to release any tension that's being held in our body, in our muscles, in our joints. Allowing ourselves to release that tension, to let it go. Our bodies getting the chance to come to rest. Just sitting and breathing in awareness. when we're feeling ready, opening awareness a little bit more to the sounds that surround us. Noticing as we do so whether there's any immediate expression of preference or of judgment of whatever experience is coming to us through our sense of hearing. And just as we've done with our bodily sensations, allowing ourselves to come to rest with whatever it is that we're hearing, with the sounds that are present. And just as we've come to rest as best we can with our bodily sensations, including the flow of the breath, and with the sounds that surround us, we can also be opening our awareness to any sensations that are coming to us through our sense of sight, and of taste, and of smell. So we're opening our awareness to take in everything that we're experiencing through our five senses. Continuing to notice any expression of preference, any desire to analyze, or indeed any wish that things should be different, a desire to make things change. And simply resting with the experience of our senses, just as they are right now. And again, when we're feeling ready, opening our awareness even further to include our sixth sense, that is, our self-awareness of what's taking place in our minds. So we're allowing ourselves to view the thoughts that are arising in our minds, the feelings, emotions, maybe even memories that are arising. And to view the tendency of the mind to go into judgment and preference, and intellectual analysis. And the invitation is simply to be aware of, to observe what the mind is doing, and rest in whatever state the mind is right now. Even if we would prefer our minds perhaps to be quieter than they are or calmer than they are, maybe we would prefer to have a really happy and content state of mind. Resting in open awareness simply means observing and being with everything as it is in this moment. Sitting and breathing and being with. And the sense of preference, of wanting things to be other than they are, is driven by a sense of self. A sense of, this is me sitting here, these are my sensations, my thoughts, my feelings. This is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I want to achieve, this is how I would like things to be. So as our minds are expressing any sense of preference, any sense of wanting things to be in any way different from the way they actually are, it's giving us the opportunity to observe our sense of self in action and a chance to see whether we can begin to let go and allow ourselves simply to rest in a sense of completely open and choiceless awareness. So sitting and breathing and resting in open awareness, this is how things are right now. And there is nothing that needs to be changed. And absolutely nothing that needs to be done.